time to take a rundown of your evening farm report here on KLGR. Well, corn was pretty slow and sluggish today, but did manage to close up. March corn was up a half cent at 367 and a quarter. December new crop up a half at 396 and a half. Soybeans posted some moderate gains. March up 5.5 cents at 1017 and a quarter. November new crop, though, very sluggish, up only 0.75 cents at 1020 even. Soybean meal for March was up $4.70 at 369.90. May up $5.10 at 371.80 a ton. Soybean oil for March, 23 cents higher at 31.80. May, 23 cents higher at 32.01. Chicago wheat for March down a nickel at 455 and three quarters. The new crop was 3 3/4 lower at 483 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat for March, a quarter cent lower at 601 and a half. New crop down a penny at 623 and a quarter. Kansas wheat for March, 4 3/4 cents lower at 469 and three quarters. New crop, 4 3/4 cents lower at 502 even. Oats for March, 7 3/4 cents lower at 265 and three quarters. July down 5 3/4 at 264 and a half. Taking a look at the close of the Mercantile Exchange, an up day there across the board, even in the hog markets, seeing some upswing today. Live cattle for February, 82 cents higher at 127.65. April, 45 cents higher at 125.22. June futures, 40 cents higher at 117.05. Feeder cattle for March, 90 cents higher at 148.17. April, 92 cents higher at 115.42. Lean hogs for February, 15 cents higher at 73.50. April, $1.22 higher at 70.65. That's been a check of the closing market numbers. Taking a look at some farm news here on your evening farm report. Well, you can look at the future of agriculture at the World Ag Expo in Central California this week. One of the top 10 new product winners is billed as the world's first fully autonomous driverless orchard sprayer. It's called GUS, which is short for the Global Unmanned Spray System. Chase Shinepsky, a mechanical engineer with the company.
So what you're looking at right here is a driverless sprayer. It's fully autonomous. There's no cab on it. It drives itself up and down the rows all day long. That's what it's meant to do. Spray your fields with whatever type of fertilizers and materials you would like. And does it all without a driver.
Shapansky says growers will save on labor costs and worries.
So the biggest selling point is obviously your labor savings. So instead of having one person on every tractor, we're just having one person who can control anywhere from 4 to 10 of them at a time in a field. So it's been harder and harder to find labor, find tractor drivers. So that's kind of where this whole idea came from, was trying to find drivers just has become harder and harder year after year. So we came up with the idea, or came up with GUS is what we came up with, and that eliminates the need for a tractor driver and allows you to put one person in the climate-controlled van and operate multiple vehicles at a time.
Although preliminarily designed for Central California orchards, it could be used elsewhere.
This specific model that you're looking at is designed for orchards, so mainly almonds, pistachios, walnuts, could get into stone fruit, that kind of thing. We're coming out with a vineyard model also, which is right over there. So that opens it up to vineyards, but it could be used anywhere in the world that has these type of trees that it's meant to spray.
That's Chase Chinapsky talking about the GUS, which is short for Global Unmanned Spray System. GUS is the name of the company as well and has 35 years of experience in the spray business. The plan is to offer the driverless sprayer for sale early next year. Elsewhere in farm news, a leading farm state senator says President Trump's budget proposal this week will have minimal impact on key farm programs like crop insurance. Republican Chuck Grassley says when it comes to cutting crop insurance,
Congress is not going to enact any big cuts to crop insurance. I don't want to say there might not be a dollar cut or $2 cut, but I don't expect anything as big as what the president's budget says to go through.
Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts claims President Trump promised him not to cut crop insurance. The president proposes to means test crop insurance and reduce insurer underwriting gains for savings of some $33 billion over 10 years. Steps opposed by the American Farm Bureau and other ag groups. In the meantime, Grassley favors White House efforts that parallel his to close payment limit loopholes that allow non-farmer managers to get big payments.
And I'll continue working to eliminate $250,000 payments to non-farming married couples in the upcoming Farm Bill. Giving money to non-farmers does not help rural America, and it puts our young and beginning farmers at a great disadvantage.
Grassley failed in the last Farm Bill effort to overcome Southern lawmaker oppositions to payment limits. The Trump budget proposes means testing crop insurance and other commodity and conservation programs. Lawmakers have until March 23rd to turn a two-year budget into law, into a massive spending bill to complete the fiscal year. Grassley says the lack of budget and spending figures is slowing a new farm bill likely needed by August.
By then, people are making plans for the 2019 crop year, and particularly if you're going to plant winter wheat, doing that in the fall, then we have to extend the bill to cover the 2019 crop year.
Grassley says Ag Committee leaders and their staffs have been talking about it with each other about the farm bill, but not to rank and file members. He warns time is fleeting for a new farm bill. That's been a look at your evening farm report here on KLGR. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.